Oh, business sense, none. Absolutely none. Pat, it's all instinct, and I've been fortunate enough to play mostly classic characters. And they are beautiful. Thornton Wilder conceived Dolly Gallagher Levi beautifully. She's one of the great all-time on a pedestal characters in the theater. And this Hello Dolly was adapted from his Matchmaker.
Were you in love with the Matchmaker before you ever knew it was going to be a musical?
Yes, I saw it in the movies, and I read it first, and then I saw it in the movies, and then I saw it on the stage. And, I did, but when I read the character again, considering it for me, I suddenly fell in love with it. David Merrick brought it to me. I was the first one he offered it to.
I'm in love with another role you have played that most people don't know about, I think, and that is Mehitabel.
Oh, yes.
Now, what brought about that recording and subsequently you did play on Broadway? It was Shinmon Alley, wasn't it called?
Yes, it was, but Eartha Kitt played it on Broadway.
And how did that whole thing evolve? Because the Marquis stories of Archie and Mehitabel are not that well known now.
No, but they're for newspaper people. My father was always a newspaper man, and he said the Don Marquis story poems are hallowed among newspaper people. He loved them. So maybe that was one reason I loved that too. I was raised on it.
Seemed in your mind to come off with people playing the cockroach and the cat?
I didn't see it in New York. I was touring at the time. I don't think it could come off like it would on a record. It has to be in your own imagination, so that you must only hear the voices.
What about Mehitabel herself? What was the appeal of the character of Mehitabel to
you? Oh, isn't she heaven? Yes. Oh, I thought she was marvelous. The appeal of her, again, there's a classic character. Mm-hmm. She's forever and ever. I thought she was all the great women on earth. I thought she was Mae West, Ethel Waters, and all the girls combined. You know, the great historical, I thought she was Sarah Bernhardt, you know? But she just has that wonderful, lush, glamorous, overabundant, bigger-than-life quality that so many of the great queens of the theater have had.
And an enjoyment of life, too, which seems to me to be a part of your secret, or at least part of what we know as your public personality. Do you have a great deal of enjoyment out of life?
I enjoy Hello, Dolly. I do love that. And I enjoy our 14-year-old boy. He just turned 14 over Easter vacation he spent with us in Detroit. And I enjoy my husband. But when you're touring in a show, 8 shows a week, that's all you can afford to enjoy. That's all. But it's a very full life, and it's very rewarding, and I'm very happy. The first guidance is a good education. And, yes, we don't want him floating around in the summer vacation with the Beverly Hills gang of actors' children. That's the first thing he'll never come near. You know, every summer he's been taking a marvelous tour with children his age. He goes to Lausanne, Switzerland, and they come from Germany and Italy and all over the world, Spain, everywhere, and they don't speak English, and he speaks English, and he's been learning French, and they come from France, and he learns the different languages, and he's eager to learn them in order to communicate with his friends, and they can't speak his language, so in order to talk with him, he can't wait for school the next day to learn more French and to learn more Italian. Well, the result is he started this at about 9 years old, and he's rattling off French and rattling off all these languages.
Isn't that marvelous?
Isn't that wonderful? And he's with boys as eager to learn English. So I think that's excellent training. I'm awfully proud of him. He's on the honor roll.
Good for him.
Yes, at a very tough school. So we're very pleased with him. He also was on his school paper. He was feature editor.
Well, there's newspaper in your background, because your father was a newspaper man.
That's right, yes. I did, and I was trying to get a part, Jerry Robbins, and it was supposed to be, and then there was Lucille, and I entered on music. It was mostly pantomime, and I was supposed to vamp this very fine man away from his very fine wife. And it got it began to get laughs and titters, and finally when I exited, it was just hilarious. And Jerry said, well, we'll just have to cast you in comedy. I wonder where they have that kind of experience. We used to put on 3 new shows a week, and it really, you have to be young and healthy to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to learn quickly, first of all, and then get it to performance pitch. I know that actors, the workshop and all that, but they put on shows, but they don't put on 3 shows a week.
You were performing for people all the time.
All the time, yes.
The workshops.
Yes.
Most actors, the tradition goes that most actors want to play Hamlet. Is there a great dramatic role that you want to play sometime?
Never. I never got that bug, Pat, to want to play drama. I don't know why I never had it ever in school or later or any time. I believe it's because in order for an audience to laugh, the comedy has to be as real as possible, or else they don't laugh. It has to be so that they associate themselves and say, oh, yes, that's happening to me right now, this very moment. I know when that happened to me. I felt just like that. And then I hear people laughing. But if I ever don't really believe it or don't think it or don't feel it, I notice I lose my laugh right away. Because so it has to be approached the same as a dramatic part, just the same as Lady Macbeth or Medea.
Do you find that audiences differ across the continent? That you play differently, say, to an audience in San Francisco from an audience in Montreal?
To tell you the truth, with a show like Hello, Dolly, it doesn't vary that much. I've toured a great deal with other shows, and I enjoy touring. Other shows are varied, but Hello, Dolly doesn't. We can time our watches on the applause on the end of Hello, Dolly. It never misses. Matinees, evening shows, anytime. It's just the same.
How do you know when you see a part like this that it's really going to work?
You don't. You don't, but you're in love with it, and you have to do it, and you can't live without it, or you'll jump out the window. And that's all I knew about Dolly. Otherwise, I mean, I didn't care whether it made money or was a success or not. If you begin thinking, how are other people going to feel about this? How does it? Then you get perspective on it, and you lose the whole attractiveness of the part.
So you remain deeply involved rather than
deeply
attached.
That's it. Just as when you're writing a story or when you're interviewing. Once you stand back and hear yourself interviewing, it's no longer a good interview. You know? So you have to become so involved that you don't, you aren't aware of how you look anymore. You just adore the character and have to do her.